The garden is actually going to bring the word today. I filmed this outside by the garden. It was a little breezy, I boosted the volume as much as I could. But if you, it might help if you have headphones. But just so you know, if you can't hear, just enjoy the breeze and the trees and enjoy the sun on the garden.
So if I spend enough time with even the tiniest creature, even a caterpillar, I would never have to prepare a sermon. So full of God is every creature. That's from the Christian mystic Meister Eckhart. So I'm bringing the word today, if you can tell, or rather listening for the word, in the LCH Community Garden this week. And this has been a week that includes the nationally recognized holiday of Earth Day. For Earth Day yesterday, we had some of the children of LCH in the garden, and you can see some of their work here. We transplanted some peppers, and we transplanted some tomatoes, and we also planted some seeds. These are from the UHC lab. We planted some ka'ala peppers. We planted some kai choy cabbage. We planted some komohana tomatoes, and we planted some UH Manoa lettuce. So thanks to the kids who came out with Nohea, and we had Sammy, we had Coco and Finn, we had Suzanne and Emma, Emily and Tyler. So that was fun spending the day with them. But we learned a lot about all the different kinds of plants and all the different kinds of seeds and how difference is important. And that's the lesson of the sermon today. So whether you recognize April 22nd or the spring equinox for this holiday, or whether your attention to care of place and land is inspired in other important ways, this holiday of Earth Day has been one way to name and say that we are responsible. We have a responsibility to take care of the life that nourishes us. And deeper yet, we depend on these lives, and we depend on the relationship between them and between them and us. So here in Hawaii, perhaps some of you have been to the sacred lo'i patches to learn about kalo and the way it roots the ancestors and lineage of Native Hawaiians deep in the islands, the aina, the earth here. Perhaps if more of us lived with the knowledge that the plants that nourished us were our siblings, we would be in a more ecologically and respectful place. This has been also true, if neglected, in the Christian tradition. Wheat and grapes were grown locally in the Mediterranean during the time the scriptures were written. Here is my body. Christ lifted his meal and said. So every time the elements are lifted at the table, we are reminded that here is our brother, our Savior. Here is our grace, our ancestor, our progenitor of the faith, made of earth, nourished by grain and fruit. Here is one whose roots reach down as grass and vine. I am the bread of life, says Jesus. I am the vine. And also there is today's psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. There is a spirit in creation by which we are restored and refreshed. Be sure this is not sentimentality. It is not naivety. Creation, too, can be violent. It can be indifferent. It can be unjust. But whatever this web of life is, our lives are bound to it. And we have a responsibility to it. So the garden is a small practice in this responsibility. As the kids came out to help water, to help provide the water that the plants need, and to care for the seeds that we planted. I have a lot yet to learn about each of the plants in this garden. I do know these plants are not native to Hawaii, but I still think they can teach a lesson. They can teach us. We can learn from them. So the lesson, as I said earlier from the plants this week, has been about the life-giving role of diversity and difference. We planted all sorts of seeds of different kinds, small seeds, bigger seeds, flat seeds, and round seeds. And here in the garden, we have so many different kinds of plants. We have chard, we have beet, we have cucumber, arugula, we have green beans, we have some mizuna, green onions. There are all sorts of plants here. So the garden is full of diversity. And this is a poignant lesson this week from the unjust murder of so many black men, including George Floyd, and the harm and threats lately to so many Asian Americans. Diversity is a strength, not a threat. In this garden, these plants originated from all over the world. From what I have read, chard is a wild version of the beet grown in the Mediterranean. Red tomatoes, we have a tomato over there, originally came from South America. Leeks and onions, we have green onion here, came from the middle of Asia, and cucumbers originated in India. So the plants do best when planted amidst one another. Some plants attract certain pests to keep them away from other plants. The green beans are helping the cucumbers out a little bit with the aphids. The aphids really like the cucumbers. Rather than a large swath of one crop, biodiversity, this intermix of plants, makes the garden stronger. We need difference to thrive. Racial and cultural differences are not a threat, but a great strength. So too are other differences, our personality differences. We need one another, and who we are each uniquely is enough to the whole. So learning to live respectfully with our differences is this week's lesson of the incarnational word written through creation. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. May we sit and learn from the garden this week. Amen.